Hey, my friends, welcome to another episode. So excited for this one, as I am for all of them, of course. But I want to ask, how much clarity do you have? How much clarity do you have in your life of where you're going, your life plan, your way of being? Now, if you've been with me for a while here, you've even gone through the whole philosophy journal and visions, and I have a whole vision board course for families, and talking about declarations. I mean, we've been through all of this. What's interesting, though, is so many people lack clarity. And I found in my own life, and I still find in my own life, that if I'm not reaching a goal or a new lifestyle, or if there's something that I want, it often is just kind of this feeling of discontent. Like, what's off here? Why am I not where I want to be, right? And if you're ever at a spot like that where you feel like you're not where you want to be, very often, in fact, most often, it's just a lack of clarity. We're not really crystal clear about what it is we want. And you might be thinking, wait a minute, I know what I want. I want more money. I want to be 20 pounds lighter. I want my family to stop fighting. That's what I want. And I hate my job. I want to be traveling. That's what I want to be over, in Tuscany right now, not where I am, right? And we have that kind of want and desire. So we might have a direction, but I find that we're not really clear. And let me give you some examples. Those of you who have ever struggled with any eyesight, if you've had vision stuff where you can't see, then maybe the words, you're reading a book and the words up close, they're kind of out of focus, right? And you might need to get contacts or glasses. The words are out of focus. Or far away, you're looking at a street sign and you can't quite make out the words. Or you can make them out, but they're a little bit fuzzy. But the rest of us can get this too. If you already had awesome eyesight, you can see this if you see a picture that's just out of focus. You grab your camera, take a shot, and it's just blurry. You're like, there's something that just, ugh. Or can you imagine, you put a movie up on your projector, right? And somebody hit the button there and it's just out of focus. Can you imagine watching a full 2-hour movie, something you're super excited about, right? You're waiting to watch this movie, you're super stoked, and the whole time is just out of focus. Can you imagine that? Just like, oh, I can't even watch this thing. You're like, here's this great movie. Maybe it's your favorite movie, but you can't watch it because it's just out of focus. It's just, we lack that clarity. And today, we're going to announce the name change of the podcast and invite each of us to even get more clarity and vision about who you are and where you're going. So first, the name change. I love the School of Awesome Sauce. I love using that term awesome sauce, and I always refer to it, as the awesome sauce that you have inside of you. That genius, that greatness, that potential, right? I love awesome sauce. And for me, it means a lot, right? And for those of you who've been with us, School of Awesome Sauce, it's this meaning of, we're going after the awesome sauce. We're going after life as we want it. And we're unleashing that power and potential that's in all of us. And I love it. I love that phrase. I love the idea. But we're growing. We're expanding. We're getting, in front of new people every day. So thank you for sharing this and for sharing our websites, gregdenning.com and worldschoolacademy.com and extraordinarifamilylife.com. Those are getting shared. We're reaching more and more people, and we're hitting our vision. We have this vision. Rachel and I have this vision and this goal. We're crystal clear on this. We want to help tens of thousands of families live extraordinary lives. That's our mission. That's our purpose. That's our drive. That's everything we want to do. That's why I do the podcast. That's why we have our courses. That's why I do coaching. Everything. We have our monthly coaching, our one-on-one coaching, we have group coaching. I mean, it's all of it. The trips, everything is to help families live extraordinary lives. Everything. That's our whole mission and purpose and drive, and we love it. And the families that get in and take our courses and that go on the trips and that do coaching, it is the most rewarding and fulfilling thing to me to watch their lives change. And they'll shoot me messages or call me or send me a message like, this is amazing. I feel so energized. I feel so focused. I feel so productive. I have more clarity about where I'm going and more influence with my family, and we're hitting our goals, and we feel like we're living now instead of just existing, and we're dreaming and chasing those dreams and overcoming our fears instead of just going along with the flow of life, right? Oh, I love this stuff. I love it. So in an effort to even bring more clarity to new followers and reaching more people, we're going to shift the branding a little bit and the name of the podcast to Extraordinary Family Life. And we're gonna go with that message because it sends a clear message to everybody. Even some people who have never heard of it before will say, Extraordinary Family Life. We know what that is. We know, like, School of Awesome Sauce might be a little out of focus for some people. Like, what is that? I mean, is it a cooking class, a podcast, right? What is it? But we want to make sure, like, hey, this is all about families. And we want to help you and help, again, tens of thousands of people passionately pursue their dreams. And what's interesting and why, particularly around family, you guys know this if you've been around me for a little bit, but I want to share it here. Like, it's all about family. There are a lot of people out there who are encouraging people to follow their passion and their dream and their purpose. And on the surface, that seems really awesome. But down the road, what I've seen for years, and I've always been hesitant about this, is if that's not in alignment with your family or your future family, then it creates division and separation. And I have watched over the years many wonderful marriages and families just dissolve and separate, sometimes ending in ugly divorces and or just ugly relationships, even if they stay together. Because if you're voraciously pursuing your goal, but it's at the expense of your family, that will always have its effect. And it will not be pretty in the end. And so, yes, like, hear me out on this one. Yes, every individual should be pursuing personal goals, right? I really believe that. Some people sacrifice their whole self for the family, and then they have no sense of identity for themselves. Does that make sense? For themselves. Because they hand over, so a mom or a dad just hands over everything, their whole soul and identity to the family, keeping nothing for themselves, and then they feel discontented. They feel unfulfilled because there's this little space inside of their soul, their heart and soul and mind. It's like, hey, but I still want to be an individual. I still want to have some identity. I still want to do something for me, right? I still love music or art or health and fitness or service or contribution or writing or photography or whatever else it is that they have this just love for as an individual before they got married and had kids, and they will after their kids are raised, right? But what's interesting is if they don't cultivate that and keep it in a healthy way, then they lose that part of themselves and they feel this frustration and lack of fulfillment. On the other side, if they feed it to the neglect of their family, then they also lack that fulfillment and that the discontent. So there's this balance of having this individual identity and pursuing individual goals and having self-care, like taking care of yourself and taking care of your dreams and goals and desires as a human being, as an individual. There's that balance of doing both. But it can never be at the expense, like, if your personal mission and passion and purpose doesn't include your family, or doesn't at least have consideration for your family, then I want to invite you to revisit that. And so again, I mentioned here that we're getting clarity. We're getting it really crystal clear, getting everything in focus. Not just like, oh yeah, I see it. It's kind of fuzzy and blurry and out of focus. Like getting really absolutely clear of how does this goal, how does this dream, how does this passion fit with creating an absolutely extraordinary life? So are you with me here on this? I hope I've said that clear enough that I want you to have a personal identity. I want all of you to have that. I want you to be pursuing the awesome sauce. There it is again. The awesome sauce that's inside you. But never at the sacrifice of your family. Now, will your family need to make some sacrifices for you to pursue that? Sure. But it's never at like, hey, sorry guys, family's on the back burner forever because this is my purpose, my mission, my passion leads me away from family life. Like that to me, and it's not just to me, this isn't just my opinion. When you look at the, you know, especially people who are dying when they're on their deathbed, and this really comes out if they have pursued personal goals at the expense of their families on their deathbed, the things that are constantly coming out again and again and again is like, oh, I really regret having done that. Because as I'm dying, as I'm thinking about my life, the thing that comes out, the clarity that comes out at the end of your life is wanting to have your family around you and wishing that you hadn't sacrificed your family on the altar of your goals and passions and pursuits. Whoa, man, that always comes up. And when I read those frequently or I talk to people, man, it is so painful and so remorseful when people are like, yeah, I just wanted to be wealthy and I just gave all my time and effort and my hours and energy and everything to pursuing wealth and I was doing it, quote, for my family and I did it. But in the process, I neglected my family and set my family aside and didn't give my family what they really needed, which was me. Right? And that pain that comes out that can't be undone. Whoa! Right? Holy cow, this is a big deal. So my invitation today is to get absolutely crystal clear about what I want, from what you want, from small goals, the little daily things, to the big vision, the big mission of what you want to do and who you want to be in life, and get it so dialed in, so clear. And some of you are like, I don't know what I want. Well, then that's your mission right now. Your mission is to figure that out and figure out how it aligns with family. Some of you might now, right? You might right now know what your mission, purpose, and goal is, but you don't know how quite to align it with family life. So that's your mission. How do you line that up? How do you find that balance where you can pursue both? And yes, it can be done. But again, man, you might feel like I'm kicking a dead horse here, but I want to emphasize so much. Do not neglect your family. Your marriage or your children, you will regret it. And I'm seeing lots and lots of public figures and entrepreneurs who are becoming very well known and like they're making a gigantic positive difference in the world. But I know, and you probably know as well, when you're that busy, it's impossible to give your family what they need. And so the kids are being outsourced to nannies or other places, and the marriage is going to struggle and the kids are going to struggle. It's just watch. Just watch. And so as you're looking at that and you're looking at people who are doing it, just always ask, get real clear on your values and your goals and the people you follow and the people you're considering advice from. Like, Just watch carefully the ones who are just like, go, 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 you do your thing, and go, 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 and they're setting an example of like, they're always, they're so busy, in their business, you know, you know the family's getting leftovers, if anything. So just huge warning. I'm calling that out, man. I'm calling it out. Huge warning there. Huge warning. So here's what I want to invite you to do. Get really clear about it. Give it the time and thought and effort. Most of us do not spend enough time on this. We just don't. And admittedly, we're crazy super busy, right? We're so busy in survival mode. We're so busy in just trying to keep our head above water with everything we're going on. Like, how can I possibly give that time? But the thing is, my friends, if we fail to plan, then we have planned to fail. And if we don't have the clarity, then we're going to go through life always out of focus. And again, being out of focus is like watching that favorite movie all blurry. And it's just going to be irritating all the time. And we're going to keep making decisions that aren't working. And we're going to keep falling short of our goals. And it's always going to seem just out of reach because we haven't gotten really crystal clear about what it is. And then have it in front of us, constantly in front of us. So you and I, we ought to be, and I keep mentioning this to you, and I'm going to keep mentioning it. At any moment, I should be able to walk into your world, and you can pull up your calendar and be like, here's my calendar. Here's my goals. Here's my thing. This is what I'm working. It's all scheduled. It's planned. It's everything. Boom, boom, boom. And it's everything I'm doing, everything I've got on the calendar, everything I've planned out and scheduled, it's all there. And my alerts, my reminders, I got alerts going off on my phone. I've got alerts coming up on my computer. I've got a vision board up. I have a battle plan up. Like literally, I should be able to walk into your house and I see your battle plan. It's all written out. It's spelled out. It's on a whiteboard or it's on paper. Like, you can get big sheets of poster board or butcher paper or like whatever. Like, you've got it lit. It's all over. You got pictures up. You got plans up. So the ideal situation is, like, I can wake you up in the middle of the night and be like, what's your dream and goal? And you're like, I know exactly where I'm going and what I'm doing. And here it is. Boom, 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 boom. This is where I'm going. This is what I'm pursuing. This is how it aligns with my family. So my family's not getting neglected. My health isn't getting neglected. My spirituality isn't getting neglected. My friendships are not getting neglected. They're actually all better. All of those are stronger and better because I know who I am and where I'm going. And I'm so on top of it. You're so on top of it that everything else is actually better. You're bringing the tide, right? You are the tide. You're bringing it in. It's lifting all those boats instead of neglecting them. And so you have a clear vision of who you want to be, how you want to live, how you want to do life, and exactly what things you're working on, like your next action steps, for today, for this week, for this month, for this quarter, for the rest of this year, and for next year. Like, you're dialed in. And you know what that looks like. And so that's going to take some effort, right? That's going to take some planning, some strategizing, some thinking, and some experimenting. There will be some experimenting. You're not going to have total clarity out the gates. Because there's going to be some things that work and some things that don't work. But you got to be so dialed in and then keep it in front of you constantly. I even meet people that are pretty dialed in, but they don't keep it in front of them. And I've done this myself, right? Where in my head, I know what I want. But then, you keep losing sight of that. You get distracted by urgencies and emergencies and distractions and all these other things, and you find yourself waking up like, okay, what should I work on? What's most important here? I got to do all these things I have to do. Which one really matters? And you end up working on things that are of lesser importance, or you don't feel like you're making much progress. So my invitation to you today is to get really, really clear. And then put it up somehow. And put it up in such a way that your spouse knows what you're working on, your kids know what you're working on, your friends know what you're working on. So your friends could come over into your, if you have a little home office or something, or maybe it's just a wall in your master bedroom, or maybe it's a wall in your bathroom, or in a spare room or something, or in a closet. Jeez, build this thing out in a closet. You got a little closet and you got a side wall in there and you just cover the whole thing with paper and you just write it all out. I guess the closet, maybe you're not, unless you're hanging out in your closet. Maybe you got a wall in your, maybe you have a walk-in closet and you got a wall in there that's free. I don't know, wherever you put this thing, just get it up so that every day you see it and a friend can come over and look at it and be like, whoa, man, okay, I see right exactly where you're going. Your plan is really clear here and I can see all your next step. So like anybody could step in and be your accountability coach because they know what you're doing this week and they know what you're working on next month and they know where your targets are and it's clearly measurable for you and for others to see if you're on path, if you're on track. You get what I'm saying? Well, I mean, this is so powerful and you might have different ways of doing this. You might build it out and you can get it on your phone and you can get it on your computer. And that's powerful. And some of you are going to be really good at that, at like seeing that every day. But I found that for most of us, it's just out of sight, out of mind. If it's not in front of us where we can clearly see it, and I think where others can see it, we're a lot less likely to stay focused on it. And spend enough time with it. You guys, here's the power, right? Here's the power. We just don't spend enough time with our goals and our targets and that clear vision and mission to get the real power that comes from it, the motivation, the focus, the drive, and the transformation that literally happens in our brains. We can retrain our brains, literally retrain our brains and rewire our brains. We get neural connections. Because we're just not spending enough time with it. And we're just not clear. It's out of focus. And you might get, you know, you might spend an afternoon just getting totally dialed in and make some notes on your phone and dialed in your head. But in 2 weeks from now, when all the stress and frustration, the worry, distractions from the kids and the spouse and the neighbors and the dog and the car broke down and blah, 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 blah. And you're like, ah, what was I working on? Right? You know what I'm talking about? You're like, ah! I can't even remember, like, I felt so clear about this 2 weeks ago, but I can't even remember what I was doing. That's what we've got to get in front of us. So that's what we're doing, my friends. My vision, my mission, my purpose is to help families live extraordinary lives. And even individuals who are single right now, like to focus on family. To create the family life they want. And that's what's interesting is when a lot of people start their family lives, they're not clear about how to integrate that and what it looks like. And so they keep acting like individuals even though they've started a family. Yo, that's hard. And so we want you to get crystal clear, total clarity on what your ideal family life looks like, and so you can live an extraordinary family life. Whoa! Love this stuff. Okay, and if you're ready to level up, again, I've got the family vision board. You can start there. I've got trainings and courses. I mean, all kinds of resources, you guys. Tons in this podcast. Tons on my website, gregdenning.com, and the YouTube channel. I mean, I'm sharing again and again and again. If you're ready to level up, if you're ready to invest, you're ready to take this to the top level, like consider coaching. Do a one-time coaching session with me or sign up for a coaching package where we get in and we just get dialed in on everything you're doing and help you be consistent in the right things in every area of your life, that holistic approach, right? Or jump in the courses. Like whatever it is you know you need to work on, grab a course. I've got online courses for parenting, for marriage, just for being your best self. Jump in there and take advantage of this and share this. Let's get it out in front of tens of thousands of families, you guys, so that we can all be living in our best self because it's totally possible. An extraordinary life is totally possible, and everyone can. And here's the thing, it's not exclusive. It's not exclusive. Anyone who aligns themselves with the habits and practices of success will get that level of success. It's open to everyone. Anybody can do this. They just have to learn it and then apply it. Whew! Awesome is always an option, my friends. Reach upward.
Hey, everybody, thanks so much for listening to this episode. I hope you got a lot of value out of it and found some things that you can apply to your life right away. Hey, I'm being totally sincere when I say I live to help you live your extraordinary life. So I hope you'll reach out to me if you have any questions or let me know how I can help you in any important area of your life. And in fact, you know, this podcast is brought to you by the School of Awesome Sauce monthly coaching program. Take advantage of that. Get in there. If it's the best way to get a breakthrough to the next level so you can level up your health, your spirituality, your emotions, your mind, your relationships, your finances and business, every part of your life. Just get in there where you have a coach and a mentor. You have a supportive community to make things happen. So jump in there. Take advantage of this. Try it out. Get in there with us and level up your life. See you on the inside. Reach upward.